This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Here we go. It is hour two of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a great day. Coming up at 3:20, C-Note, what's going on with the Cowboys right now? Woolchuck in your NFL news.
Well, we have a corner that has been released as the Detroit Lions are releasing cornerback Cameron Sutton, according to Adam Schefter, as he has a warrant out for his arrest due to an alleged involvement in a domestic violence case. So the Lions are not messing around. They're not waiting for any more details. They have just cut ties with the former Pittsburgh Steelers corner, who was their big free agent addition a year ago. The outright release, the Lions take on $19.2 million of dead cap. They forfeit $6.54 million of cap space. If they decide to post June 1 it, which they do hold the right to do, they then will carry his $12.6 million cap into June. And then you take off the dead money from 19.2 to 12.6 million, and then you can spread it out to 6.54 million in 2025. But the Lions just saying, hey, we're not having any part of this. Adios, Cam Sutton. You are now a free agent.
Yeah, man. You're not going to get away with that.
No.
You're not going to get away with that unless perhaps you are cream of the crop, dominant, but that's not Cam Sutton.
No, in fact, he was really underwhelming for them last year, and they have made some other additions in the offseason. Maybe corner now becomes more of a priority for them.
So you say he's a corner, huh?
He's a corner. Yeah.
You never know. Xavier Howard's still out there, by the way.
Xavier Howard's still out
there. I'm not going to connect him to the Cowboys because he wants to play for more than free, but he's still out there.
You don't know how you're thinking, like, just like a personnel guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
you
now
know,
you're a Cam Sutton guy. He's probably going to take a lot less to play.
I hate to hear what caused him to be released. Absolutely, but it's funny you ask questions like that. It's like the thing, do they get cleared, or how bad is it? And that's the first thing.
You've seen the Cowboys do that before.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, the Cowboys have done it before. I don't know what he did yet. Let's let this thing play out. Sometimes the teams act early, like Matt Ariza.
Get ahead of it. Yeah.
You know, so, and then sometimes the guy had a bad night, you know, and he's super apologetic and he goes to counseling and he's deserving of a second chance. You know, that's obviously, I'm not supporting of domestic violence or making less of it than deserves to be. It's a very serious problem. And for decades, you know, it was just left as, oh, well, that's a private deal, you know, and, you know, I think it is one of those things where society should, you know, keep people accountable. So I don't want to duck from that. But shoot, I mean, somebody's going to give him a second chance if he can play.
Yeah, well, I mean, the Lions definitely weren't messing around. They said, get out of here. We don't have any time for this. The NFL is going to mold those kickoff changes we talked about and that hip drop tackle ban that we discussed yesterday. But they will not be banning the tush push for this season. That will still be in the game. So the Eagles will still be able to utilize the tush push. And the rest of the league can too. Just nobody does as well as the Eagles. Maybe they won't do it as well without Jason Kelce. I don't know. But we will see. Tyron Smith.
Tush on, boys.
I think it tush has on. To do with their I think it has to do with their quarterback.
I think it does too.
You ever watch him the
lower body strength
in the like weight room? Eric, you'd be impressed. Videos of him 600 something pounds, like squat rack. You know,
I held it against him for a while. It's like, if you're a quarterback the coolest thing you do is squat, I don't know how that's going to work out.
Running back,
it's actually worked out for him.
It worked out well. Yeah.
Tyron met with the media there in New York, new Jets left tackle. He says it came down to the Jets and the Cowboys.
Hey. No, that's what he said. Hey.
Just hey.
Yeah.
Just a one word answer.
Questions?
He said, and for the way things were looking in Dallas, I knew it was most likely going to be the Jets. Honestly, I got excited for a new chapter in my life. He did say it was stressful being a first-time free agent. So maybe that also, hey, I just don't want to be a free agent anymore.
I wish we could have gotten the follow-up. Like, what do you mean by the way things were looking? Is that like a financial outlook of like the Cowboys just clearly weren't willing to give you what you wanted, or you saw the soft rebuild situation that was going and you're looking to win a championship, and so...
You saw
like, thanks, but no
there.
Thanks.
Absolutely.
They might have done the D-Ware thing where they're like, listen, we can't even offer you a contract that would respect you.
That's, I think that's where we're at.
Because what he ends up doing with New York was basically what the Cowboys did with him last year, you know, and they decided that was too rich for their blood. So I don't know exactly what he meant by that. It would be nice to get more detail, but, you know, for it only to be $10 million a year, and that was too much for the Cowboys. And then I was like, okay, well, the Jets must have guaranteed it. That's why he went there. Can't blame him. Nope.
No, they guaranteed him $6.5 million.
Yeah. It's
that's,
insane.
That's it.
Mm. And, they, you know, so, shoot, I mean, it's time to hit on some more offensive linemen. I think, this is just the beginning, because once Zach goes, then the entire line is gone. And, you know, you're not replacing it with the same level of talent. You got to run the football somehow.
Well, congratulations also to Zach Martin. He just announced publicly on social media the birth of his baby boy, who is actually born 5 days before Eliza, and by the looks of the pictures, I had a hunch, and I'm pretty darn sure he was just down the hall from me there at Medical City of Plano.
Oh, cool.
So I didn't want to say anything until Zach came out and made his stuff public, but shout out to the Martin family on their new edition. Sweet
wow.
Tweet mail.
So your baby was born just down the hall from Zach Martin's
just,
baby?
Yep, we're just a couple of guys hanging out, having babies.
Two Zachs.
Awesome.
Being dads.
Pretty cool. Aaron Donald, speaking of Zach Martin, I feel like these two can't get away from each
other.
Man,
what a battle.
So we mentioned I think it might have been this time last week, Aaron Donald retired. He did his first interview since retiring and was asked, all right, why now? Why'd you make the decision to step away from the game?
10 years, 10 Pro Bowls, 8 All-Pros, 3 Defensive Player of the Years.
And Rookie Defensive Player of the Year.
Rookie of the Year. 2 NFC championships, 3 NFC West championships. I went to 2 Super Bowls, won one, lost one. I'm complete. I'm full. I think the passion to play the game is no longer there for me. I will always love football, but to think about going through another camp and another 17 season, I just don't got the urge to want to push myself to do that no more. I'm burnt out. You know, if anything, the best way to say that, I'm full. I'm complete. I'm satisfied with what I was able to do in 10 years, and I think it's time for me to, at 32 years old, to retire from football and, you know, jump into the next step of my career and my life, and that's time to move on.
Man, we're going to miss him. I mean, the sport's going to miss him, but hey, if you don't have the passion for it anymore.
He did it the right way, man. Don't go out there and just play half A, and he never played half A.
No, I mean, that dude was an absolute animal and the best player on the field every time he stepped onto the field, so congratulations. I mean, there wasn't anything left for him to accomplish. He didn't have anything else to prove, so good for you, Aaron. You're stepping away on your own terms, which not a lot of people can say.
Yeah, I think a lot of guys, you know, they don't want to play if they're average, you know, and you see yourself getting a little bit older, you're losing a half step. You don't want to lose the full step. You don't want to, the Willie Mays moment in the outfield idea terrifies you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of these guys don't even play pickup anymore, you know, either, you know, they just, that because it was fun to them as they dominated, but the dominance suddenly goes away, and now the love of the game is gone.
Yeah.
So, I mean, did you love the game? Did you love dominating? Probably both. You know, but I think your identity is tied to being the best at it. And after that is separated, you know, I think maybe you look at retirement like, hey, my legacy is never going to change if I step away right now.
Kind of feel like that we're going to get the same speech from Zach Martin here coming up pretty soon. Not maybe this year, but
sure.
I think after this season.
It's definitely been something we know that he's been contemplating.
Yeah. I think we're going to get that.
That's
going to
be sad. That's going to be a heartbreaking day. He's one of
Except
my favorites ever.
The playoff success and Super Bowl success might not be what he's thinking about. But
if he pulls the Jason Witten, the bad season's coming, Brian. I'll say that. If he pulls the pre-draft or
if he decides right before the draft.
I see what you're saying there.
Yeah.
That's a really good point.
That's way too much to have to go in and fix. You don't. I mean, you already have so much stress
when
and pressure
Travis
on these
Frederick,
scouts.
Travis Frederick, was that similar time too?
It was not as close to the draft.
Boy, I thought it
that
was
around a training camp.
I thought that was the season. It was the season.
It was the season.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, Witten's was like the weekend of the draft.
Yeah.
Might have been after round one.
Yeah, it was insane. Now you're going into day two. It's like, okay, the Cowboys need a tight end. That's when Dallas Goedert was the top guy on left among tight ends, and the Eagles jumped the Cowboys to go get him.
That's right. That's right.
We got a beef going on.
Shut up! Get rid of the guy!
Apparently, Jerry Jeudy and one of our favorites, Mark Schlereth, they're beefing pretty good right now.
Oh, stink, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Stink's right more than he's wrong.
And he's willing to call you out. Oh, and he always does it in a funny way.
So back when the Broncos traded, and of course, Mark Schlereth works there in Denver radio, traded Jerry Jeudy for a fifth and a sixth to Cleveland, he put out a video that essentially said good riddance. I guess Jerry Jeudy finally just got around to seeing it. Quote tweeted the video. Said, only if your opinion mattered, hating-ass dude. Hashtag bag season. Y'all go give the lame-ass dude some attention. Well, Mark Schlereth said, congrats on getting paid, but I believe you spelt that wrong. I think it's hashtag bust season.
Ooh.
Wow.
Right to the jugular.
Jerry Jeudy said, y'all got to stop listening to these fake NFL gurus. They don't even have access to real film. They're on YouTube watching the games. Crying face emoji. Schlereth said, once again, you're completely incorrect, as per usual. All I study is the coach's film, as I have consulted for several NFL teams and get the film from them. Try again.
Oh, there you go. Hit him with the bona fides right there.
Jeudy said, I'm just seeing this, LOL. That's why I'm responding. But you've been on my ass hating and bleep. But that's what most old heads are doing now these days, hating on the young soldiers. Y'all can have them Twitter fingers. I stand on business and real life.
Wow.
Stink said, my old heads? Do you mean guys who won championships?
Wow, that's pretty good, man.
He's one of those guys I don't think I want to mess with.
Never back down, Stink.
Like, he's got the comebacks ready, and he was firing them off there with Jerry Jeudy.
Guy that overcame Guillain-Barré syndrome, by the way.
Yes, absolutely. Sure did.
And a guy that would vomit before every single game of his career.
And would pee his pants in game, too, just to stay warm.
That is also a fact.
That's verified. Caleb Williams had his pro day yesterday. He caught up with Steve Wyche of NFL Network, and he was asked, you great dude. He said hello to you there at the Super Bowl.
He did.
I walked right by, said hello, gave him a head nod. It was awesome talking to Steve. He asked him about, okay, now that Justin Fields has been traded, we're more than a month out, you know, what's the expectation about playing alongside Keenan Allen? Because he was there at the pro day.
He was.
In Chicago.
Just the fact that they traded Justin Fields and they cleared some runway for you to land. Yep. Is that your full expectation to be headed there?
It's a good question. I wouldn't say it's my full expectation. Obviously, things can happen. Things can change throughout this time. I think it's around 33 days or so, 30 days until, you know, April 25th. And so, you know, a lot can change. You take it day by day. Handle and control what you can control.
Any issue with that answer there, Brian? Because people are taking this a bunch of different ways. He didn't want to confirm that he would be in Chicago. Does he still not want to play there? He also hinted a lot can happen, a lot can change. Yeah. Does he know something? Is there a trade in the works?
Yeah, you just don't. I mean, he's right, though. Somebody can blow Chicago away with a deal, and then next thing you know, he's someplace else. So, yeah, I think he has to keep everything open until they officially hand that card in.
Well, it seems like a lot of the Bears players are expecting Caleb Williams to be their new quarterback. Jalen Johnson said today, what you did in college, the Hollywood, it's like, nah, you got to come in here and prove yourself to Caleb Williams. DJ Moore also said, I hope he comes in and gets ready to work. You can't worry about the legacy of Justin Fields. You got to go out there and worry about your own thing. And, I mean, how much legacy? No disrespect to Justin Fields, but... The Bears clearly said you didn't work out. I mean, like,
it's a hilarious quote. Caleb, I feel like he's being sarcastic when he says this, right?
I mean, DJ Moore has been definitely on the defense for Justin Fields. He has been since the end of last year, so I don't think he's joking.
You can't worry about the legacy of Justin Fields. You can't let that be too much.
There.
Yeah, like you're obviously filling the void. This is like when Mac Jones had to fill in for Tom Brady. You know, like you're taking over a legend here.
Yeah.
And I just don't want you to focus on that because the pressure can be huge. I mean, what Justin Fields did winning 7 or 8 games over the last 4 years has just been insane.
Setting records.
And just don't let that pressure get to you, Caleb.
49ers apparently are willing to listen to trade offers for star wide receiver Brandon Ayuk, according to The Athletic. They'll listen through the first round of the draft, and then I think they're cutting things off, and they'll just keep him for the season. Apparently the Steelers and Patriots have emerged as two teams that are interested in trying to acquire one, Brandon Ayuk. And to wrap up NFL news of the day, we did have a signing in the NFC East, former Giants wide receiver Paris Campbell, who also was with the Indianapolis Colts. He's reached a one-year agreement with Filthy. He's going to be a dirty bird with the Eagles.
Did you see OBJ? Did you already mention this? Was I not listening?
No, I have not mentioned OBJ.
He went visiting the Dolphins today.
He's making the rounds.
All right. Best of luck to him and them. Thank you, Wolchuk. NFL news today, every afternoon, 3 o'clock here in the G-Bag Nation. We got the C-note, what's going on with the Cowboys. And we will grade the 5 most significant moves the Cowboys have managed to make so far in this offseason and look at the other headlines next. It's the G-Bag Nation, the fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It is the G-Bank Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Time now for the C-Note. Some interesting things going with the Cowboys. Some interesting text reaction to the tease. Moves. Hell, the only moves the Cowboys have made at the end of the day is the era going down, says Tim out of the 903. Is that Tim and Carthage? I think it is. Segment's brought to you by Window Nation. Go to windownation.com, and it's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. The Franklin Frankel Injury Attorney's text line is open to you at 877-881-1053. If you'd like to text into the show and leave your name and city you're texting from, we sure would love it. To start with, guys, there is a report out there that Kendricks took less than the Niners were giving him. Comfort with Zimmer, cost of living, playing time. So I think that's a good. It seems like so many of their significant acquisitions, name acquisitions, are guys slightly over the hill. You know, I think we clearly know what kind of good players we can look for here, right? Between Gilmore and Cooks and Kendricks this year, we need them probably 32, 33, 34 years old. Market not big. That's where the Cowboys can slide in, because they're the difference of like, hey, the Niners are going to give you 4. Well, how about we do 3.5? Cost of living is lower. You're going to be with Mike Zimmer, and you'll start as long as you're healthy. Does that sound good? The difference there isn't big, but when the Cowboys are trying to, you know, play for the big fish, obviously they require a different kind of compensation. What do you guys think the most relevant Cowboys news of the offseason so far is? We'll grade the 5 moves at 877-881-1053. Is it Kendricks? Is it something else, Brian? How would you take that?
Significant move overall?
Yeah.
Just anything?
Anything Cowboy related?
I think
maybe the judge throwing out that one trial against Jer Bear.
I think hiring a Mike Zimmer.
Yeah.
I think the hiring of Mike Zimmer.
He's saving McCarthy's job.
That's what I'm saying. I'm you know, and I have that kind of respect for Mike, that he is, that he's going to come in here. He's going to button things up. We saw what happened in the Green Bay game. Clearly there was a disconnect, you know, whether coaching, players, something. They just didn't play as well as they played all year. And you know, hopefully Mike will come in, and I think he'll do that. I think the next most significant thing of the offseason is what Jerry said, the whole all-in thing, you know? And I say that in a way of Jerry said all-in when they had nothing to be all-in, not for, but did they have any money to really do anything, you know? It was an odd time for him to say it that way. If we know now what we knew then, kind of a thing. He should have never ever said that, knowing that he's got no money, he's got none, and they weren't going to be able to make a lot of moves and stuff like that. But
yeah, that's been insult to injury, because those are the two words everybody's throwing around.
You know, if Jerry would have come out and said, "Listen, we're going to lose a lot of guys. We're really up against the cap. You know, it's going to be difficult, but we're going to do our best to try and pull this thing together. We draft well." You know, if he would have talked about some of those things. But in the said to say all in, when you had apps, this is the worst, I think, when you start to talk about the amount of money. If it wasn't for a $30 million bailout, I hope I'm getting that right, that the league gave you on the extension of the cap or, you know.
Yeah, the cap went up.
Yeah, the cap went up. I mean, just think about if they didn't have that. I mean, they were going to get some relief, but they got $30 million of relief, and they're still
45 over.
Yeah, they would have been in some. This thing could have been even worse. So
yeah, Jerry's bluff was really jarring, I think, to the fan base. It was irritating, but I think it cost him his credibility.
Yeah,
it might be a watershed moment or a benchmark as we look back on history, the year that Jerry's words really rung hollow for most people paying attention. I think he's got to recover from that with some credibility and some actual truths. You know, him believing you guys build the team, coach the team, I'm going to go sell. That has been a great strategy for a while, but maybe his finger is slightly off the pulse of, you know, having that perfect ability to massage and finesse the story the way that he has for so long.
Man, I think we all would have respected it a little bit more and would have said, okay, he has his hands on the pulse if he would have come out and been honest about their situation.
Yeah.
You know, if he said, hey, this is going to be rough for us.
Sure.
You know, we've kind of got ourselves in this situation. We've drafted well. We've had some poor signings. You know, we've given some contracts that we probably shouldn't have done. And we're in this situation. I think everybody would have like gone, okay, I see. That's, you know, at least you're being.
I'm frustrated.
Little selective honesty can go a long way.
Yeah, hey, guys, I'm frustrated with you too. You know, getting bowing out in the first round of Green Bay wasn't a good thing.
Unacceptable. That's not up to our standards.
Yeah. But instead to say they were all in. When you have no money to spend, that's the wrong optics in my book.
In my follow-up on Zimmer with you.
Yeah.
I mean, be honest. You'd rather have Mike take the other Mike's job, wouldn't you, than save his job?
You know, people, every time I talk about Mike McCarthy, everybody thinks I have something out for him. I don't have anything out for him. I really don't.
But you don't think he's as good a head coach as Mike Zimmer?
I really can't say that. Because Mike's had success. Mike McCarthy's had a lot of success. I just don't think Mike McCarthy, he's a lot like me right now, you know?
He's a fogey.
He's a guy that's, he goes out there, you try and fight every day, you try and do what's right and all that, and you just wonder. You know, you wonder how important it is to him, though. You really do. I mean, like, you know, if you're going on trips during the combine and you're spring breaking it and all that, hey, I understand vacations and stuff, but not while not while we'll need you to do things.
I like how Lucius came up and hit the drop and then ran off like Steph Curry.
He's a fogey.
Do we know who you were talking about that day?
Yeah, that was the Witten rant, dude. That Witten rant's the gift that keeps on giving.
Oh, wow. My gosh. Can we relit? It's a throwback Thursday.
I don't know.
I wonder if we could dig that thing up. Is
Do
that
we have it in its entirety?
Is I'm that not sure. dig upable?
Might be in the old system.
Man.
What do you guys say? Wolchuk, Chiafalo, the Frankel & Frankel injury attorney's text line. Biggest story so far.
I liked what somebody said about the DeMarcus Lawrence burnt out comments being a giant offseason story.
That was, yeah.
Addition-wise, I think it has to be Zimmer.
Yeah.
I mean, of moves they've made, it's either Zimmer or Kendricks. And if I had to pick one for the success of the defense, I'm picking Zimmer over Kendricks.
Being lucky that Al Harris didn't go be the defensive coordinator there in Washington, so you kept him around. But, yeah, I think that other than that, it's probably Tyron leaving. You know, Tyron Smith is no longer part of the organization.
Interesting.
That was certainly somebody that's been a big piece of this thing for over a decade. I mean, your great wall of Dallas that you had rebuilt here with Frederick and Tyron and Leary, and at that time it was Doug Free, and then you added a Lyle Collins, and now it's basically just down to Zach Martin. So I think that's definitely somebody that you've had that you knew as long as he's healthy. And I get it. The last couple of years, the health's been an issue. And I think they made the right decision to go ahead and just rip that Band-Aid off. I would have done it last year. They were very, very lucky to get 13 games out of Tyron the way he played last year. But that's definitely a big talking point. I mean, you don't have Tyron anymore.
Yeah, I think that's well stated. And, you know, it's historically relevant. It'll probably be the biggest story looking back. You know, that was the year Tyron Smith left. You know, I still remember the year Flozell Adams left and, you know, Colombo shortly thereafter. That was, you know, a serious transition for the team. They did a good job of rebuilding on the fly that time around. I think another storyline is just a great departure of guys that they did draft. You know, when you're talking about Dorrance Armstrong and Biotish and you know, if your deal is to keep all the guys that you draft.
That 2018 draft, yeah, you lost all those guys too. And you look at
by Gallup.
Gallup, yeah, a lot of them.
Okay, blogging the boys here, they did the story. Definitely want to salute Mike Poland for giving us the content there. The hiring of Mike Zimmer was his first thing. Hmm. Losing key players to the rival, Dorrance, Dante, Biotish, and Igbinoghi. Did Igbinoghi turn out to be a key guy, special teamer?
Not at all. He was an active cat every week, basically.
The signing of linebacker Eric Kendricks, the loss of Tyron Smith, and the re-signing of Jordan Lewis. That was an interesting one. I didn't know if they would, but I think the price was right, right? Jordan Lewis has a couple of kids, and he's put roots down here and probably was just like, man, I could try to finagle for a few more bucks on the market, but if you could have me back at the Cowboys, that'd be great.
I think guys like Al Harris, I do. I think they really do.
Yeah, I do
think they respected Joe Witt, but I think overall Al Harris is the one they all kind of gravitate towards too. So maybe Al had something to do with that, stepping up and saying, hey, this is the place you need to be.
Yeah, great coach, great mentor is what I'm hearing as well.
Yeah.
And he gets the guys excited to play. So maybe that Dan Quinn energy can be maintained there because you know Zim's going to be stoic, you know, and he's going to look bitter.
Zim is not going to take any crap from anybody. That's the thing about Mike. He is going to make sure that every one of these guys are going to get coached really hard. And whether they can take it or not, that's going to be the real key going forward.
Last year, the motto established in camp was Carpe Omnia. They did manage to carpe the division. And then,
is that seize all? Is that what that means?
Again? Yeah, seize everything.
Yeah, seize everything. Yeah.
Story here, Nick Harris, DallasCowboys.com. Brock Hoffman is ready to seize the opportunity at center.
Oh.
If they did get through the first 3 days and did not take another center and it was going to be Brock Hoffman, would you guys think we're getting better, worse, about the same of Tyler Biotish?
I would say you're probably getting worse.
Yeah, I think initial reaction would be worse. But, I mean, Brock Hoffman does have a – I mean, they both have mean streak in them when it comes to that offensive line.
They do.
Biotish definitely did have that. But if he was better than Biotish, he would have started for him last year. So, I mean, maybe Hoffman improves this offseason. He's been putting in the work. There's no doubt about that. There was an article today.
They like him a lot more than I do. I know that.
Yeah, I think I do.
No, they do. They do, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, no, I think the most likely it'd be a downgrade.
They got a bunch of Hoffmen over there. You're not a Hoffman. Everybody in that building seems to be Hoffman.
They believe in their Hoffman.
They're Hoffman, yeah. Okay. I think that's a...
I was trying to follow along.
That's a possibility we must prepare for.
That was a tough one. That one didn't land, but that's okay.
What was...
Usually don't hassle everybody over there. There's a bunch of Hoffmen over there, and you're not a Hoffman.
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is that a movie line or something?
Did absolutely not. No.
You're an LSU man.
That's just trying to contribute to a Hoffman conversation.
Oh. Yeah.
I think you nailed it.
Why do you do stuff like that?
Why not?
Why are you watchdogging his jokes, Brian?
Boy,
why
have we
been through this?
Yeah. Damn it.
Well, I love listening to the Hoffman analysis. I mean, it's riveting conversation.
What a play by me.
You're such an ass.
Say it with your chest.
I'm going to come over there and maybe kick you in the shin. You know that.
Why just a kick in the shin?
I think it'll affect
I think he wishes out. You would, Brian.
Yeah, I might do it at the break.
North Carolina.
I'm not Jake Paul. I'm not fighting a senior citizen.
What is the cutoff for that, to be a senior citizen? Is it
65.
I'm starting to get those AARP card things.
Yeah.
I'm getting those in the mail.
Oh, you're getting close?
Yeah. Well, I guess I'm 60.
UNC 82.
We got 5 years.
I mean, you've been getting the discounts at... the restaurants
sorry,
for a while.
No, I'm sorry.
No, we got it.
We're stepping all over.
We got
here.
A rim session coming up. And anyway, Chief and Broadus are nose to nose right now. What am I trying to do sports for?
No. Don't
it's the best show on the radio right
no,
now.
No, I tell you what, though, on the TikTok, a lot of stuff about Social Security, like how to handle when to take Social Security.
They've got
they know who to target. Down.
They got me. They got me on this one.
Dang it. They made up. I ruined it.
No, I'm going to go over there and hit him. Get ready.
I like the 417 that says that was awful.
Well done. That's some good Hoffman.
Maybe
punch.
I should have said that.
I think that is probably the
that
most.
That would have been the best retort you could have had.
I just didn't know where you were going with that.
I know. I'm sorry. It was confusing.
Neither did he, but it's okay.
No, I had a very good understanding of where I was going, but my people didn't follow me. So that's on me.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's on me, the leader.
No, I salute you for making an effort, you know, to spice up the conversation about a guy who's borderline roster. player.
That's what I was trying to explain.
He's one of your top backup linemen, guys.
Yeah, he is.
We got a rim sesh coming up next, Chief. Where are you taking us?
All right, how do you get out of a slump? 877-881-1053. And James Harden did the most bizarre thing I've ever seen in an NBA game last night. That's next in the nation.
Oh, thank you, Lucius. A salute to Sandy and her family of Tolos. They message in to say we're on our way to AT&T from Prosper to watch the USA men. They do take on Jamaica tonight, and their grandson plays U19 MLS next for FC Dallas. They have the Dallas Cup coming up this weekend, and the entire families are Tolos. So salute to you guys. Yeah, big weekend coming up here.
Congrats.
for youth soccer here, Dallas Cup, one of the best tournaments in the entire world. Hopefully the weather is good for you. Time now for the Chief and your rim sesh.
Let's go ahead and cut the lights out. We'll put the kids to bed, and the G-Bag Nation's going all 56 inches around the rim. It's always a special occasion when we get to make fun of James Harden and have a conversation about the most bizarre thing we've ever seen on a professional basketball court. But before we get there, we need to address the elephant in the room, and that is Tyrese Halliburton and his offensive struggles. My guy's in a slump. How do you get out of a personal slump?
I busted.
Yeah, like how do you bust that slump? We tried to get some good answers out of some Rangers players in the clubhouse, and
sage.
Burning some sage. Yeah,
there's
I know.
Gold thong from Jason Giambi back in the day.
Everybody's
that
got their own.
Ended up wearing.
Yeah, their own unique way of trying to get out of a personal slump, and Tyrese Halliburton is very much so in one. When you look over the course of his last like 8 or 9 games here, you're talking about this is his 3-point attempts and makes over the last like 7 or 8 games. 1 for 9, 1 for 9, 1 for 6, 2 for 6, 1 for 6, 2 for 7, 3 for 10, 0 for 6, 0 for 6.
All right, we're not taking his more prize picks, but we might need to take his less.
Yeah. He says, I never went through a slump like this in my life. So he's clearly reeling. He's trying to figure it out. He's probably throwing some new tricks out there how to overcome this particular slump. This 9-game 3-point streak here, his 9-game rolling average from the 3-point line is 17%. That's the worst of the season for any 9-game stretch for a 3-point shooter. But when you look all time, the NBA worst 9-game 3-point streak, Tyrese Halliburton is not the worst. He's sitting at 4th at 17%. Just ahead of him is actually our very own Luka Doncic, who went 10 of 61 at one point for 16%, somewhere in the realm of January 2022.
Probably a 6-game losing streak at that point.
That was probably a bad situation for the Mavericks. Gilbert Arenas had a 16% 9-game rolling average from the 3-point line, but number one is I feel like he's a friend of the G-Bag Nation, even though we've never talked about him. In 1994, you had Vernon Maxwell go 9 of 60 from the 3-point line, 15% for 9 straight games.
Streaky
so
shooter.
Vernon Maxwell is your all-time worst 9-game 3-point streaker. But Tyrese Halliburton, he's right up there, man, and he's got to get this thing figured out. And a couple of people are suggesting perhaps that maybe it was his like a birthday hangover, because he did have a February 29th birthday, and since then it feels like he's just not been himself.
Yes, I could see that. Maybe an all-star game hangover. You know what happens to the home run participants in baseball? Had a very active all-star weekend. Maybe took him out of his game.
That'll do it.
You know what?
Lady involved, maybe?
I mean, there's always a chance of that.
There always is a chance.
Variance?
Somebody trying to get a hold of him, you know?
Maybe he's just really upset about this Ohtani news.
Yeah.
Well, that would explain if he sucked perhaps just last night alone. But
okay,
this has
okay.
been this
I'm
has
just
been
trying he knew to think something, outside the box.
He knew something.
He knew something was
he,
up.
He'd been talking to
he's
Shohei's guy.
Yeah, they're friends.
They're buddies.
All right. So did you guys see what James Harden did
about
last night
on the games?
Okay, yes, I saw what James Harden did.
And Halliburton's scared that he's next.
I thought we were getting ball sacked with that video of what James Harden did. I thought someone went and made a fake video of James Harden trying to go and block his own teammate's shot. But no, this was real, and he even was asked about it after the game.
Yeah, we're gonna play that sound. But for those who missed it, you have James Harden driving the lane and kicking it out to his teammate, corner 3 opportunity for Kawhi Leonard. it's going to be a wide open three, except for the fact that after James Harden passes it to him, he then acts as the defender and closes out and tries to block the jump shot of Kawhi Leonard, his own teammate, inexplicably.
Now, in defense of them, they were playing the Trailblazers, so maybe he was just like trolling them. Like, if you guys aren't going to challenge any of these three-point shooters,
this
I guess
is how
I
it's
will.
Done.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's actively playing defense against his own team. Like, yeah. Truly, that is amazing.
Shocking.
And he did get asked about it after the game. Here is James Harden. Funny guy. Expectation or explanation.
Fun guy.
And for me, it's just contributing in when I'm not scoring the basketball in other ways. And tonight, I'm just trying to get guys involved and make it easier for them.
Did you feel like you was making it easier or harder for Kawhi when you contested that three in the corner?
That brings some excitement to the team. You know what I mean? I think this last few weeks has been a fog for us, and I think every team goes through it. So I think just me just trying to create a good energy, create a great vibe for this team. It would have been better if we had made the shot, but let's give something to laugh about. You know what I mean? Some excitement for the season.
Yeah, I got a feeling Kawhi Leonard just found that to be hysterical.
Yeah. I'm a fun guy.
Nice. That was good, James. That was good.
Funny. We're all energized.
I mean, could a better theory be veterans of 15 years in the league get bored and they're kind of going through the motions waiting for the playoffs?
Yes. Yeah. Which makes no sense.
Just dorking off, having fun.
It's not like they're running through the league right now and it's boring because they're beating up on everybody and they can't wait to get to meaningful postseason games. They're slumping themselves here. Yeah. Maybe this is James Harden's way of busting the slump for his own team.
Maybe a strip club night is what they need then.
Well, they got back-to-back games in Portland. So
for him to bust the slump, he would have to remove himself from this. He would have to go.
He might feel that's necessary.
He'd have to put up a week of like, I'm not going. I wonder what the longest it's been for James Harden over the last decade
minutes?
That he's gone without a strip club experience.
A week. Minutes.
You think he's gone a full 7 days?
He's probably
gone
a week.
Oh, absolutely. I was setting the over-under at like 23 and a half hours.
Maybe I'm more confident in his ability.
Well, whatever he's into, he's in a great place. The city of Portland has more strip clubs per capita.
There you go.
Really?
Than any other. Because you can just be a regular bar, put up a stage, and be a strip club, right? Their coding is different. So, like, every other corner in some parts of the city, there's another one. And there's a lot of slump-busting ladies. Some of them with hairy armpits and legs, you really get a slump buster off properly that way.
Yeah, that's what a lot of the texts are coming in here. You're looking for armpit hair. You're looking for
anything hideous
muffin
was
tops.
The baseball way.
Yeah.
Muffin tops, 380 ladies,
anything
as Lucius
hideous.
Called them. Yeah.
380 ladies.
Well, James Harden, come on, man. That was a wild deal. Shaquille O'Neal. Just sideswipe. Listen to the sideswipe here. You have Shaquille O'Neal being asked about on the big pod with Shaq, which I guess had a guest host in Bert Kreischer, the comedian. And he asked Shaq about, like, when did you know physically, like, you had to retire? When did you know, like, okay, I got to be done playing basketball?
What was the thing on your body that said, I'm done?
When I had to pump fake the dunk. And I had the pump fake to get up and and then I look at the stats and I got 9 points. I'm like, this ain't check. This is Dwight Howard.
this is like, Dwight Howard. All right. Swerved a little bit to get there, but I think we're all here for a Dwight Howard joke. That would be tough, though, when you're Shaq, as you mentioned with Aaron Donald. Like, you're used to being the man. You're used to dominating. And as soon as you get some signs, and Shaq didn't wait for the first sign. Yeah. He got to about sign 3 or 4 before he was like, okay.
Yeah.
Aaron Donald seems to have just seen some level of maybe I'm not quite myself and I'm out of here. Shaq gave it a little bit more than that, but
he was having too much fun there for a while. But yeah, it was over for a couple, 2-3 years while he was playing. And I think that shows you what made Shaq great was not his power, even though that made him unstoppable. What made him great was being quick at the size and being so bouncy off the floor. To be the quickest big man and also the most massive big man is quite a blessing in the league. And it's crazy how that happens. You know, like Zion's the heaviest dude and one of the quickest leapers in the game despite all of his injuries. Just special type of athletes. You got to appreciate them while they're rocking.
How do you guys like this for the old the excuse machine getting cranked up here? DeAndre Ayton talking about why he sucked so bad to start this basketball season.
Oh, no.
He says, my body just wasn't my body. people forget the humane difference of me adjusting to everything because he's now with the Blazers. He got traded from the Suns. He says that included something as routine as getting proper sleep, just being comfortable and waking up. I didn't have a bed for quite some time. I was on an air mattress just trying to figure this out.
What?
Well, no, come on, man. These are excuses. What are we doing?
I thought maybe he was going to pull the Freaky Friday. Like, my body really wasn't my body. I switched for somebody else. That wasn't me playing.
Maybe he went vegan? he is leaner. He's not quite as strong as he was.
Blaming it on an air mattress?
But he's playing well now.
Yeah, yeah, he's blaming it on like, the air mattress. I thought I was getting butt cracked on this one.
How do you not go get a bed? Or have somebody go get a bed for you.
Yeah, right. You're fine.
You know what I'm saying?
Even if you're just throwing that, even if you don't have the box spring yet or whatever, the bed frame, like you just get that mattress on the floor,
he's
dude.
He's got people that could go get him. Somebody on the team could like, he could say, hey, man, could you help me out here? I'm not familiar with the city. Yeah, sure. We got sponsors and this, that, and the other. Come on, man. Just ask.
Come on, man.
Seriously, just ask. Why are you sleeping on the damn ground?
Damn, DeAndre.
Some of these players, I don't know.
Just ridiculous.
Seriously.
I agree.
Just ask. Somebody will tell you what you need to do. Just
say
ask.
It. Just say it to somebody.
Yeah.
Well, that's a true story. Yeah. And I will continue to see what other things he decides to pull out next time he's down and out with his performance.
You know, don't have a refrigerator. I can't eat.
I wasn't eating. I didn't have a fridge.
I don't have any pots and pans. Can't cook anything. Come on,
bro. That guy's off my draft board.
Seriously. These players, what do they say? They just say stuff. Almost used the S word there. Almost said it. But they just say stuff to, you know, just to.
DeAndre Ayton's bringing the demons out of you right now.
It wasn't me. I wasn't in my own body.
Oh, whatever.
The air mattress is tough, though, dude. We bust it out from time to time, do a little movie night with the kids, and I'll accidentally fall asleep there, and I wake up in the middle of the night just angry at myself. Because it sucks. It's a fun little hangout for a little while. It's a fun little two-hour movie situation.
And what do? You have
it's
a
not
bed.
An all-nighter.
You got a bed that you could go to, right? You made a decision to go get the bed, right? You pull out the air mattress to have a little fun.
That's
with the
kids. That's my excuse for the Hoffman joke earlier. I slept on an air mattress last night. I'm sorry about that, guys.
You got it,
not
buddy.
Myself.
It is all good. Coming up next on your home of the Rangers, the World Series champs. Wolchuk wants to take us around the bases. What kind of news is cranking right now?
Well, Yamamoto struggled today in his debut with the Dodgers. We'll tell you all about that. And one thing that should be a positive for your defending World Series champs. That's next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.